Hello, I'm Joseph Kassa, and welcome to this podcast where the AI team does a deep dive into some application of systems thinking.
All right, so today we're going to be taking a deep dive into something that I think is pretty fascinating, and that is building better systems engineers.
Oh?
Now, you would think
yeah.
that there's like, you know, a textbook for that.
Right.
But it turns out that crafting truly outstanding engineers is a bit more complicated.
Tight.
And the analogy I thought of was, it's kind of like, you know, the
yeah.
difference between, you know, baking a cake from a box versus, you know, creating a culinary masterpiece.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to be looking at some fascinating research that was presented to INCOSES, the International Council on Systems Engineering, by a professor, Joseph Kassa.
So this is like some real deal expert insight we're getting into here.
Yeah, this is like, you know, not just someone's opinion.
Right.
This is someone who's really dug deep.
Has done the research. And
and what's interesting is this is not just about engineering. You know, we're talking about learning leadership. And even, you know, dabble a little bit in philosophy.
Yeah, for sure.
And I've got to say, you know, when I first saw the statistic about the 4% solution, engineering excellence, I was immediately hooked.
Professor Kassa, he doesn't really, you know, settle for just good enough.
Right.
And his work challenges us to kind of rethink how we go about developing engineering excellence.
Okay.
And what I think is really interesting is that he didn't just want to, you know, analyze the problem, but he actually set out to design a solution.
Okay. So this isn't just, you know, a theoretical deep dive.
Right.
This is about, okay, what are the actionable insights?
Yes, exactly.
That we can pull from his research.
Yeah. This is like, you know, rubber meets the road kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that 4% figure is really the crux of Professor Kassa's research. And he argues that there's this significant gap between the skills of, you know, your average systems engineer and those rare individuals who truly kind of drive innovation. And he breaks it down into five types of engineers.
Five types?
Yes.
Okay, this is new to me, I got to admit.
Yeah.
Five types of engineers, with type V being like the pinnacle.
Yeah, the top of the top.
Okay, so what sets these type V engineers apart?
Right.
Is it just raw talent? Or is there something more?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, they're not just problem solvers.
Okay.
They're what Kassa calls problem formulators.
Problem formulators.
Yeah.
Okay.
So imagine, like, you're faced with this really complex challenge, right? It could be like a bridge that needs to withstand extreme weather.
Okay.
Or, you know, a spacecraft designed for like a multi-year mission.
Right.
The type V engineer doesn't just jump into like calculations.
Right.
They step back and ask, what is the real problem we're trying to solve here? What are the underlying needs and the constraints?
Okay.
They really frame the challenge in a way that leads to these truly innovative solutions.
So it's almost like they see the big picture before even getting into the skills.
They can connect the dots that other people might miss.
It's making me think of those times when, you know, you're really struggling with a problem and then someone just says something.
Yeah.
And it reframes it in your mind. And you're
like,
oh, okay, I see it completely differently now.
Like a light bulb moment.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And according to Kassa, these type B engineers, they're incredibly rare.
Okay.
He estimates that they make up only 4%.
4%?
Yes.
Of the systems engineering workforce.
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder it feels like some projects just soar and others just kind of like, you know,
struggle.
Sputter along.
Yeah.
But that does make me wonder, can you learn to be a type V engineer, or are you just born that way?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Kassa believes that while some people might have a natural predisposition, it's not just about like innate talent.
Okay.
He actually went beyond the traditional engineering curriculum.
Okay.
And he was drawing on research from all sorts of fields like psychology.
Interesting.
Education.
Mm-hmm.
He even looked at how secondary school students are taught problem solving.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
It's all about, you know, not just what engineers need to know, but how they need to think.
It's that critical thinking.
Yes, exactly.
But
it's about, you know, being able to analyze problems from multiple perspectives.
Right.
Challenge assumptions and think critically.
Now, that's something that I think we all struggle with, not just engineers.
Absolutely.
How often do we just get stuck in our own little ways of thinking?
Yeah, our own biases and perspectives. And to address this, he developed this thing called the Holistic Thinking Perspectives Framework.
Okay. Holistic Thinking Perspectives. Yeah. Let's unpack this a little bit.
Mm.
Okay.
What exactly are?
Yeah.
Holistic thinking perspective.
So imagine you're designing like a new transportation system for a city, right?
Right.
A typical engineer might just focus on the technical aspects,
yeah,
the vehicles, the routes, the infrastructure.
Right, right.
But a type V engineer using these holistic thinking perspectives would also consider things like the social impact.
Okay.
The environmental consequences.
Right.
The economic feasibility.
Yeah.
Even the historical context.
Wow. So it's really...
They would look at the system...
Taking a step back.
As a whole.
Yeah.
Not just a collection of parts.
It's like looking through multiple lenses...
Yes.
At the same problem.
Right, exactly.
And each lens is going to give you different...
Yeah, different information, different insights.
Yeah, and different nuances that you might otherwise miss.
Right.
So it allows for a more, like, comprehensive understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And it can lead to these more creative and effective solutions.
And I'm guessing this is not just limited to engineering.
No, not at all.
Right. This is applicable to so many different fields.
Whether you're a doctor diagnosing a patient.
Right.
An entrepreneur launching a new product.
Mm-hmm.
Or even just a parent.
Yeah.
Trying to navigate some challenging situation.
Yeah.
The ability to think holistically is crucial.
It's interesting because as you're talking, I'm thinking of like how this applies to my own work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about asking those deeper questions.
Yes.
Challenging those assumptions.
Right.
That we make so often without even realizing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what's really innovative about Cass's work is how he actually designed a system to teach people to think this way.
So he didn't just write like a textbook on holistic thinking. He
went beyond.
And created a program.
Yeah, he created a whole program.
And developed those skills.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me more about that.
So he went beyond like the traditional lectures and textbooks. In fact, he completely flipped the classroom.
Flipped the classroom?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So traditionally, you would, you know, learn a concept in a lecture.
Okay.
And then you would go and apply it.
Yeah.
In like homework or exercises or something.
Right.
But Kasser flipped that whole model.
Okay.
So his students would be given like a real world problem first.
Interesting.
Before any instruction.
So they experience the problem.
Yes.
Before even getting the...
Yeah, they had to dive in and try to solve it.
The tools to solve it.
And this is very much, you know, how we learn best.
It reminds me of
learning
how to ride a bike or learning a new language.
Yeah, you can read all the books you want.
Yeah.
But until you actually jump in and try it,
right,
the knowledge doesn't really sink in.
I'm starting to see how this is really challenging the conventional model of education.
Yeah, it's not about memorizing facts.
Right.
It's about developing those skills to think critically and solve problems in a complex world.
And to reinforce this, he even graded students.
Well, yeah, there's a big one.
On their thinking process.
Yeah.
Not just on getting the right answer.
Exactly. So it wasn't just about the final product.
Whoa, that's a game changer.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, taking a test and it's not just about did you get the right answer, but it's about how did you
get to that answer.
Yeah, it's the steps you took, the challenges you overcame.
Right.
And that's really the heart of Kasser's approach.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't looking for students who could simply regurgitate information.
Right.
He wanted to cultivate those who could really analyze a problem, dissect it, and come up with these innovative solutions.
So he wanted to find those 4%.
Yes. He wanted to find those 4% and then help them reach their full potential.
Now I'm really intrigued.
Yeah.
So we have this framework for holistic thinking.
Right.
We've got this flipped classroom
approach. And now we're grading on process
over
product.
It's a whole new way of looking at education.
So what did this all lead to?
Right.
Did he actually create a program?
He did.
To be cultivated.
That's where things get even more interesting.
Okay.
But for that, you'll have to wait for part two of this deep dive.
I'm hooked.
In the meantime, think about like your own learning journey.
Okay.
Have you ever had an experience where you truly mastered something by doing it?
Right.
Not just by reading about it.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with more from Professor Kasser's groundbreaking research.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're back and ready to dive a little deeper into Professor Kasser's research.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we left off talking about his really unique approach to teaching with that whole holistic thinking framework.
Yeah.
flipped classroom, grading on process over product.
It's really like redefining what it means to learn, especially in a field like engineering.
So I'm really curious to learn more about the program he designed.
Okay.
Specifically for those aspiring Type V engineers.
Right.
That elite 4%.
Yes.
We keep talking about.
The top of the top.
Okay. So lay it on me. What exactly is this 4% solution?
And so is it like some top secret training program?
Is it hidden away in a high-tech lab somewhere?
It's actually much more accessible than you might think.
Interesting.
There's no like time limit.
Okay.
No strict admissions process.
Mm-hmm.
People can join whenever they're ready.
Okay.
And it's all about tackling real world problems.
So no standardized tests or textbook regurgitation.
None of that.
It's more like an apprenticeship for the mind.
Exactly.
A masterclass in problem solving.
Yeah. It's a blend of live sessions.
Okay.
Asynchronous work. And this is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
One-on-one mentoring.
Oh, wow.
Imagine having like direct access to a top expert in your field, someone who can really guide your development.
That's amazing.
And provide personalized feedback.
Yeah. I remember when I was first starting out, having a mentor made all the difference.
Right. They can see things you can't.
They challenged me in ways that I never would have challenged myself.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of personalized guidance is invaluable.
It really is.
But I do have to ask, did it actually work?
Right.
Did Professor Kasser manage to create these elusive?
Whoa. The results are fascinating.
Okay.
He initially piloted the program with a select group of former students.
Okay.
People who'd already kind of shown that potential.
So we handpicked his team.
Yeah. He was looking for those hidden gems.
Okay. So what happened?
Right.
Did they all become like engineering superstars?
Not exactly.
Okay.
And this is one of Kasser's most surprising findings.
Oh.
Not everyone thrived in this environment.
Oh, okay.
Remember, this wasn't a typical classroom.
Right.
It demanded a high level of self-motivation, a willingness to work independently and to embrace like the messiness of real world problems.
So it's not just about intelligence or even technical skills.
It's about mindset.
Right.
It's that drive to push yourself beyond your comfort zone.
It sounds like this program was more about unlocking potential than just imparting knowledge.
Precisely.
Interesting.
And that brings us to one of Kasser's key takeaways.
Okay.
This kind of program is what he calls post-postgraduate.
Post-postgraduate?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It means that, you know, it's not for everyone.
Okay.
And it goes way beyond what you typically encounter in a formal academic setting.
It's like he's saying, forget what you learned in school.
Right.
This is where the real learning begins.
It's about embracing the idea that learning is a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
A continuous process of growth and development.
It makes you wonder, like, what separates those who thrive in this kind of environment from those who don't?
That's a great question.
Right.
And it leads us to another fascinating aspect of Kasser's findings.
All right.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
He discovered that free doesn't work.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought everyone loved free stuff.
Of course.
Especially when it comes to learning free courses.
But Kasser initially offered the program for free.
Okay.
The dropout rate was surprisingly high.
Interesting.
And he concluded that there's this psychological value to investment.
So when people put skin in the game.
Yeah. Whether it's time, money, or effort, they're more likely to stick with it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And really commit to the learning process.
It makes me think about all those like free online courses I've signed up for and never finished.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
It's about valuing that process.
Right.
Understanding that growth requires effort and dedication.
Okay. So that's interesting.
And speaking of effort, another aspect I found really interesting was Kasser's emphasis on embracing mistakes.
Embracing mistakes.
Yeah.
I always thought engineering was all about precision.
Right. You'd think so.
About getting it right the first time.
But Kasser actually encouraged his students to present their work in progress.
Really?
Their half-baked ideas, even their failed attempts.
Interesting.
He wanted to see their thought process.
Okay.
Their struggles, their iterations.
So it's about the process, not just the product.
He believed that real learning happens in those messy iterative stages.
It's like he's saying, don't be afraid to fail.
Exactly.
To get things wrong.
To get things wrong.
That's where the real magic happens.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
And I think it resonates far beyond engineering.
Absolutely.
Whether you're writing a book,
uh-huh.
building a business, mm. or learning a new skill,
yeah.
the process is rarely linear.
Right. It's full of twists and turns.
It's messy. Yeah.
And sometimes even dead ends.
Yeah.
The key is to embrace that journey,
right.
to learn from those stumbles, mm-hmm. and keep iterating.
Okay. So it sounds like, you know, we've explored the problem,
right.
the scarcity of these type V engineers, and
yeah.
we've looked at Kasser's solution,
yeah.
this program, mm. but what does it all mean
right.
for our listeners?
That's a big question.
Right. How do we take these insights and apply them
yeah.
to our own lives, our careers, our learning journeys?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And that's one we'll be exploring
okay.
in the final part of our deep dive.
I can't wait.
Stay tuned.
Okay. So we've been talking about Professor Kasser's research,
mm-hmm.
about those five types of engineers.
Right.
The 4% solution.
Yeah.
This whole idea of a growth mindset.
Uh-huh.
But now let's bring it all home.
Okay.
If only 4% of people
wow.
naturally reach that level of excellence,
oh.
what can the other 96% of us learn from this?
That's the big question, right?
Yeah. What's the takeaway?
Especially for those of us
yeah.
who maybe aren't aspiring engineers,
right.
but still want to excel in our own fields.
Exactly.
That's where Professor Kasser's work gets really thought-provoking.
Okay.
He doesn't think it's simply a matter of, like, innate
luck.
Talent or luck.
Okay.
He's convinced that far more people have the
yeah.
potential
mm-hmm.
to reach that level of mastery.
Okay.
But they might be held back by a few key factors.
Right. I'm all ears.
So first, there's the way we're often taught traditional education with its emphasis on, you know, rote memorization and standardized tests.
Right.
It doesn't always cultivate those critical thinking
yeah.
and problem solving skills
right.
that are so crucial for real innovation.
It's like we're trained to be good at following instructions,
yes.
but not necessarily at questioning them or thinking outside the box.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's one factor.
And that leads to the second factor.
Okay.
Mindset.
Okay.
A lot of people simply don't believe they have the capacity
mm-hmm.
for that level of excellence.
Right.
They've internalized this idea that they're
yeah.
average
right.
or not good enough.
It's those self-limiting beliefs.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we've all been there, right?
We all have those moments.
Yeah, you think, oh, I could never do that.
Yeah. Or,
that's just not me.
And it's amazing how those thoughts can really hold us back
yeah.
without us even realizing it.
They're powerful.
They are.
But the good news is, I guess, is that they can be challenged.
Right. They can be changed.
Okay.
And that brings us to the third factor.
Okay.
Environment.
Environment. Okay.
If you're surrounded by people
yeah.
who don't really value learning
mm-hmm.
or growth
right.
or taking risks,
yeah.
it's going to be much harder
mm.
to kind of break free from those limitations.
Like you need that support system.
Yes, exactly.
To help you.
You need those mentors,
yeah.
those communities,
right.
that culture.
So it's not just about individual effort.
Right. It's about having that support, mm-hmm. that encouragement.
That's what I find so inspiring about Professor Kasser's work.
Me too.
Is that he's not just highlighting the problem. He's trying to create solutions.
He's showing that it is possible
yeah.
to develop those elite skills.
Right.
Even if you don't start out in that top 4%.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture.
Okay.
What actions can we take
mm-hmm.
inspired by Kasser's approach
yeah.
to bridge our own gaps
mm-hmm.
and move towards mastery?
Because let's be honest, we're all on some kind of learning journey, right?
We are, yeah.
Absolutely.
So give us the action plan.
All right. So first,
yeah.
seek out those opportunities
okay.
to learn by doing.
Learn by doing, okay.
Don't just read about it.
Right.
Get your hands dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Experiment, make mistakes.
Right.
That's where the real learning happens.
So turning knowledge into action. It's exactly putting those concepts to the test.
Yes.
Okay. How else?
Second, embrace those challenges.
Okay.
As opportunities for growth.
Embrace the challenges.
Don't shy away from difficult tasks or new experiences.
If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you.
Exactly.
I like that.
And finally, surround yourself with people
okay.
who inspire you,
mm-hmm.
who challenge you to be your best.
Yeah.
Who believe in your potential.
Find those mentors.
Yes. Find those mentors.
Build those communities.
Join those communities.
So it's not just about what you learn.
Exactly.
It's about how you learn
mm-hmm.
and who you learn with.
Create that environment that fosters mm-hmm. curiosity, resilience,
mm-hmm.
that growth mindset.
So it's not about being perfect.
No, it's not about perfection.
It's about
striving for excellence.
Yeah.
In your own unique way.
Right.
Continuously learning, evolving,
yeah. Yeah.
and contributing your best to the world.
This has been a really great conversation.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
It's given us a lot to think about.
It had.
A new perspective on learning on excellence mm-hmm. and what it really means to reach our full potential.
Absolutely.
So listeners, go out there and embrace the challenge.
Yes.
And as always, thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Thank you for having me.
Where we explore the depths of knowledge and uncover those hidden gems of insight.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep diving.
I hope you enjoyed today's deep dive. Why not take a moment and join the discussion in the LinkedIn group, Tackling Complex Problems? Take care.